What's up, boogers? It's me, Dave. Want to let you know that today's episode of The Boogie Monster brought to you by AdamandEve.com. Yes, for a limited time only, you're going to get 50% off just about any item on the entire website. Now, last time we tried to find which items were not 50% off. They say just about. And we did a very thorough search. We could not find any item that was not 50% off. So I'm sure they're on there because it's in the script there, but we couldn't find it. So odds are whatever you're looking for on the site, it's going to be 50% off. Plus, if you act now, they're going to throw in free shipping on your entire order. They're also going to give you 3 free adult DVDs, and you're going to get a mystery gift. Now, who knows what that could be? It could be something, it's probably Adam and Eve related, but what if it's not? What if it's just like a bag of potpourri? Or a muffin pan. That's a win-win-win. If it's Adam and Eve related, you know, it's another toy you can, you know, stick somewhere. And if it's not, you got some necessary housewares. So win-win. Go to AdamandEve.com right now. Use code BOOGIE at checkout. That's B-O-O-G-I-E. Those are the letters. You got to put them in that order, though. You got to use them in the right sequence or you're not going to get the code. That's code BOOGIE at AdamandEve.com. Start the show.
Hey, stupid nerds, download the Boogie Monster with Kyle Kinane and Dave Stone. So you can find out what happened to Frankenstein and the Wolfman and all that fictional stuff that never happened. And don't pay attention to World War II or the American flag or important things.
The Boogie Monster. Podcasting the unknown.
Hi!
Hey, everybody!
Hey!
Hey, look, it's Dave!
Hey, it's me!
He showed up too!
Hey, who wants a kombucha? I thought this was a fancy beer in the green room. I don't want that. I'll take that shit.
That found a taker right away, didn't it? How about it for Caitlin, who's still right there, so she can hear you. Yeah, Caitlin's going to come up here in a bit and join us with a bunch of scary stories, but for the official start of the show, minus any sort of AdamandEve.com sponsorship.
Yeah, we'll do that later.
Dude, they keep sending us copy for that. First off, clearly AdamandEve.com doesn't listen to the podcast because they keep sending us money as a sponsorship and we just accuse them of making butt things. And then the next month they're like, there's another, however, I don't even know how much they give us. But without them even sending the copy, let me guess, AdamandEve.com, 50% off and get some free DVDs.
Yeah.
And you can type in whatever the fuck you want into that special code because they let everybody have 50% off.
Stick it up your butt.
And it goes in your butt. Vegan leather daddies, Dave. What do you think about that concept?
Huh. That's pretty cool.
It's got to be a conflicting thing if you're into leather, but you're also concerned about animals.
Oh, yeah, that's true. I saw, as soon as we got into town, I saw a dude with a t-shirt, PDX vegan. All right. Way to perpetuate a stereotype.
Well,
it's cool that you have your own shirts.
Yeah. But I'm thinking of, like, what if you want to just be into leather, but then you're like, but all the animals that die just so you can get your kink on. But then your kink is about, like, you don't want to kink shame somebody, but then, I don't know where I was going with this. That's what a horrible start to the live show.
Keep it tight, Kyle, you know, like we do.
We've been doing well, okay. We've been on tour since last Tuesday we played Seattle.
Yeah.
And then we played Bellingham, Washington. And boy, Seattle was great.
Whoever. Ooh. He knows.
I didn't know that Bellingham, Washington was, how do I say, unrevered by so many. We had ourselves an evening. We did the show, and this is a rowdier show, rowdier than I would care to entertain on a normal basis. as a comedian, you want to look out at a crowd and be like, oh, I would like to also be friends with these people. In Bellingham, a lot of people are like, oh, there's a lot of people. There's a lot. You know what it was? It was like a lot of like if you were at a wedding and like an estranged cousin's boyfriend showed up.
Yeah.
That was most of the audience.
Yeah, a lot of goblins.
Yeah.
And what happens in this room?
One fella who tried to get into the show without paying by announcing to the door guy he worked for the local paper and he hasn't paid for a show in 15 years.
Yeah.
Got in, sat in front, heckled, got kicked out. Yeah. It happens out there in the world, guys, and I'm not saying nobody's above it. It's just a circumstance. You know, some people, they don't go to see live comedy very often, and the behavior is like, well, you guys like drinking, so we like drinking, so we'll get super shit-faced before the show. And then there's, you know, there's kind of rules that go along with the comedy show that they don't adhere to. But so I got on stage. The guy got kicked out while I was on, and then Dave had some words with him.
Well, we didn't know. Like, before the show, we heard the security guys were like, hey, some jackass tried to get in without paying, said, quote, I haven't paid for a show in 15 years. And we both were like, well, fuck that guy, whoever he is.
And you know what the easiest way to get into a show without paying is just find the person on the show going, listen, I don't have 25 bucks. Can I come see the show? And I'm just be like, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, none of you had to buy tickets for this. So, just one direct Facebook message you could have all gotten in for free. So don't quote me on that next time I'm in Portland.
So we hear that some dude tried to get in without paying, and we're like, oh, wow, that's crazy. And then
the entitlement. Yeah.
During my set, some jackass just heckled. Like, not heckle, but, you know, like, answers all the rhetorical questions. It's like, yeah, okay, yeah, that's enough. I got it. So just interrupts me. I deal with it. Interrupts him. Like, yours was a lot longer. You handled it much better than
now
I did.
I engaged.
But then he gets kicked out, and then the security guys tell me, like, oh, that's the guy. And I'm like, oh, shit. I wish I'd have known that was the same guy while he was heckling me, because, yeah, you know, that could have been a lot more fun.
And the guy who complained about it still paid to get in, then sat in the front row and was a dick. And he was like, all right. You know, nobody needs to, you know, all the low-hanging fruit jokes about whatever kind of Northwestern hippies you have here. But just, you know, the stereotypical, like, just, like, what, he had the man bun, and he had it's already passé to complain about that, but it had, like, the hemp jewelry that was so dirty, it just looked like old shoelaces. And just an overall hippie vibe. Which was strange for how aggressive entitled he was about everything else.
Well, hippie look, but not hippie vibe.
Yeah, yeah.
Real aggro dipshit vibe.
Yeah.
So anyway, once I realized that that's the same dude, I connected the dots. Once he got kicked out, I had to go out and just see what his deal was.
Dave, don't take no shit.
I had to get a closer look at this idiot. And Kyle's still on stage.
It's not street justice, Dave, until it's in the streets.
I had to get an up-close look at this guy again.
Loving in the sheets, justice in the streets.
So Kyle's still on stage, and as soon as I walk out, he's talking to somebody else. He's like trying to develop allies out there, and he's like, those fucking guys this and those fucking guys that. I didn't even do anything wrong. And as soon as I walked out, I just went, I know what you did wrong. And that set him off. He was very, well, fuck you. I'm like, well, okay, you know, fuck you, maybe. 250 people on the show, one asshole gets kicked out. Oh, it's the same asshole that tried to get in without paying? And so we have words, and we scheduled a fight. And
you went full 3 o'clock high on the
Yeah, guy. Yeah. And I like to think that I'm past that part of my life.
You're not.
That I'm fighting strangers.
You are in the thick of that part of your life.
I don't revel in that. I'm not a violent.
You
I don't.
Love you love
I'm,
it.
I'm a defender
you
of justice.
You want to punch coyotes. Coyotes have done nothing to you.
I'm very approachable. No, but I'm not a bully. I was just, you know, I just, injustice happens and I'm there to document it. And so he was like, let's fucking go. And I'm like, well, you know, out of respect to my buddy who's still on stage, no, I'm not going to engage you in a fist fight.
Yeah, I deserve respect.
During the show. And so we scheduled a fight. I was like, well, hey, buddy, if you're here after the show, we'll figure this out. And sure enough.
Well, all right, so we're loading out. And the setting was perfect because the exit for the venue was this. It was an alleyway between a bar and then the venue we were at, and it just rained, so the floor was the alleyway was just shimmering, reflecting light, like perfect, like this is where shit goes down, like just cinematic. And the dude came out of the bar across the alley, and Dave was exiting the venue, and I was posted up on the sidelines, which you should know. The sidelines was me just leaning against our budget rent-a-car white VW Bug Turbo, which I did not request. I just get this shit like, give me a Nissan Versa, and the guy at the rental car place is like, well, do you have luggage? I'm like, yeah, we got luggage. I'm renting a car for 7 days. I got luggage. There's two of you? I'm like, yeah, why is this a big deal? Give me just whatever shitty car will fit in a car. We're not like... oddly obese individuals, and we just have luggage. You're a thick fella, but you're fine, Dave. Yeah. You need to get over yourself.
Not quite yet obese.
You're a shapely fella to a lot of different people in this world. But then the guy at Budget's like, all right, it's a two-door. I'm like, a two-door? When are we getting sexy? And we got a white VW Beetle Turbo that I'm just leaning against watching Dave and this yogurt ogre have words. Like, ooh, it's going down.
But I wasn't empty-handed.
No, well, that was... Okay, so, you know, there's that chit-chat before a fight where nobody knows if it's going to develop into a fight or if it's just a lot of, you know, a lot of posturing, a lot of pageantry. That fucking, oh, fuck you, fucking... Come on, let's go right here. Let's go. Where? Right here. You know, like all the fight words. Somebody had gifted us... freshly baked apple pie.
Beautiful. Had the lattice work. Oh. Had the, not just some store-bought shit. Like, it had oh, boy, it was nice.
I like that you knew that even before, like, you looked into the pie. Like, it was covered with foil.
Oh, no, I saw
it. But you eyeballed it before we even left the venue.
So I would be so easy to poison, by the way. Because if you give me some shit, I'm going to fucking eat it.
That's why I think you'd be difficult to poison. You've eaten everything. Like, you're just like a cat that eats an old bird. You're like, you'll crawl under the porch for a couple days, but you'll be fine.
Yeah, I'm resilient.
What's that sound? It's Dave yakking up some poison. He'll be all right. He just got bad guts for about 72 hours. He'll be okay.
It'll pass. Let him work it through.
Just caught a bit of the plague. He'll be all right. But so Dave's like making the fight words, like, I'll fucking fuck you up right now, holding a pie, just holding a homemade pie flat in his hand. And like, all right, you know when a fight goes from the language of a fight to the choreography, the prelude choreography into like, oh, it's happening now. And it happened so quick. And it happened because I knew... It started with you where the guy said something where you're like, it's on. And I knew it was on because you dropped the pie. But he flat dropped it. He pulled his hand out flat from underneath it so the pie would fall flat. Like, you still didn't sacrifice the pie.
No, I'm not going to waste a pie over this dipshit.
No. He flat dropped it like the tablecloth trick. Like, I'm still not going to screw things up. And I'm watching from the car, and I was like, oh, the crust! I was just worried.
I had to free up my hands.
He had to free you up because it was go time.
Yeah. Well, and plus, we had already made friends with the staff, had some security guys.
Everybody
there
was out
that
there.
That were
nobody
very nice. But I had already, you know, gotten chummy with the security guys before all this. And when this all happened, they were like, you know, come on, man. I'm like, and I was like, oh, no, seriously, man, I'm not going to do that. Hey, fuck you, man! Like, and I felt more bad that I betrayed the trust of the security staff. But
I thought the most beautiful part was not only that you dropped the pie, but that the guy you were going to fight recognized it, that like, oh, it is go time. And his power fight move was to kick off his flip-flops.
Yeah. That's a real intimidating gesture.
Oh, we're going? All right. And then shook off his sandals in the cold, wet alley. Like that was going to help him. And one of them got stuck on his foot, so he had to shake a tail feather. He really had to hokey pokey that thing off for a minute. It was like a cat with scotch tape on its paw. But anyway, that was Bellingham, Washington.
Oh, and he did me a favor by turning his rings inside out.
Oh yeah, I'll even turn my rings around, yeah. And that was a 10-minute process.
Yeah. Yeah, and multiple rings.
Yeah,
and he's turning them around.
Because how many pagan symbols do you have to have on each knuckle?
But yeah, it was a good time.
Yeah,
but it fizzled out, and then we made a getaway in our fancy European vehicle.
It's got sport mode. We hauled ass. It was a cool exit, and we went to Denny's, where there was a young lady working in the bathroom.
Yeah.
At a Denny's. I was like, oh, you're okay. We're doing a couple things at this Denny's. Bellingham, Washington. How is Vancouver right there, yet culturally millions of miles away? Dave, I don't know if you've been to Vancouver.
No.
It should be said with that kind of... Vancouver.
Uh-huh.
It's beautiful.
Yeah,
lovely
here it's
city.
Nice.
Yeah. Anyway.
I was impressed with Bellingham, though.
You were impressed with it?
Yeah, well, I'm being sarcastic.
Well, anyway, that's been our tour. So then we went to Spokane, and that was all right, except for that a marching band woke me up.
Oh, yeah, the Junior Lilac Parade came right by the hotel at 9 a.m.
You know, when all you want to do as a comedian is you work nights and you just want to sleep in on a Saturday, when you should be able to sleep in, except sometimes the Junior Lilac Parade goes past your hotel. And for it being about lilacs, there sure was a lot of marching bands.
Yeah.
It was only marching bands. Mm-hmm. There was a marching band and then another marching band. And then I think a cover band that was a marching band that just did marching band cover songs. And then a DJ that just remixed marching bands, who I think was just walking with turntables where the rototoms should be. Yes, I'd use the term rototoms.
Oh, is that with the backpack thing with the multiple?
Yeah, like when you hear a drum solo and like it's fun, and you're like...
Oh, yeah. Pretty cool.
Dun, dun, dun. That, I had one new wave song in my head that starts with rototoms. Flat Earth Dudes? Oh, yeah, shit. All right, yeah. That was like fifth place, all the stuff that's been going on. That was just a dude with a Flat Earth t-shirt with Bible verses underneath, like, see? Like, you don't believe in this bullshit? Look at all the rest of this bullshit to prove my bullshit. And honestly, I forgot about that part. That was pepper on the turd of this weekend. Yeah, flat earth guy wearing a flat earth shirt, yelling about flat earth just at lunch to his clearly polyamorous relationship that he was in with two very just elderly long-haired women. You hear about polyamory, and then you see the people involved. You're like, that's a real quantity over quality thing you got going on.
Yeah.
You just found two wives who look like everybody's third favorite aunt. No offense. If you're all doing a thing. Good for you. You got one go in this world. Get what you can out of it. I'm not judging, but it was definitely... He was just yelling at people. I was having a very predictable move. I was having pho, and I was there, and he was just broth and noodles half in his mouth. Like a wild animal finishing off an insect, just noodles out there. And then the NASA's lying about their photographs. I'm like, shut. I should want to talk to you.
Yeah. Then you met some interesting characters at the RC hobby shop. Yeah, we've been to like three RC. Kyle's into RC cars now.
Honestly, I don't think they're interesting characters. They're just the people that hang out at RC hobby shops. I feel like I'm fine, mm-hmm. but then I go to these places where the true lonely old men exist. Ooh. Like, if you thought strip clubs were filled with creeps, which I know that I'm not going to make, like, yeah, strip club, Portland's filled with strip clubs that are actually filled with people celebrating fun, like, you're naked and that's awesome, here's my money and let's drink and listen to good music. But everywhere else in the world, you know that strip clubs are just really alone men in exercise pants, just leering, and just and that's who goes to hobby shops.
Before we arrived at our hotel in Bellingham, Kyle had to stop by the very lonely RC car shop in Bellingham, and we were the only people in this giant, almost like a warehouse. And
chit-chat.
45 minutes of Kyle engaging this guy in the discussion of gear shift differentials. And there's just only so many model cars and Erector sets that I could look at and pretend to be interested in.
Listen, one man's RC car hobby is another man's barbecue, Dave.
That's
true. So why don't you let me have my nuanced conversation with a stranger as you would with some guy as you walk past him in his smoker in his backyard.
That's true.
Kind of wood you using?
We've all got our demons. Did you guys have a good Mother's Day? Yeah. Kyle, did you talk to Pat? Not Pat, Deb.
Pat's my dad.
Yeah, Pat's your dad. I'm sorry. Deb. How's Deb doing?
Deb's great.
Yeah? Did you tell her I said hello?
No. Shit, man.
Deb's got a thing for old Dave.
Kate.
Oh, yeah. It's about to get real awkward at the Boogie Monster.
I'm not going to get any more awkward than it normally is. We know how to handle it. Now, yeah, my mom was just, I think she was just trying to press some buttons. No offense, Dave. She's like, that Dave, he just sounds so intelligent. That's how far off a rocker she is.
Yeah.
That Dave, he just sounds so intelligent. Sounds. She went on stuff that you say to judge your level of intellect.
She must have been listening to the Shit Kit episode.
Yeah. Talking about, yeah, which kind of, God, let's just start the show.
Thanks for coming out, guys. Should we bring up our guest?
Yeah, let's. Oh, by the way, this is the Boogie Monster with Kyle Dave.
Yeah.
Here we go. I like how we have one light that just got eclipsed by a guy getting a beer. We're going to start the show, and this is who you just saw open the show for us, and we're very grateful to have her. Caitlin Weyerhaeuser, everybody. Come on in here. Caitlin, you come on in here. Coach! That guy just ran by and said, Coach.
They're quick. They learn so fast.
I get that out of the way for you there.
Get the fuck out of the way.
All right. Well,
make sure you guys don't fall off the back of the stage.
Jesus.
I did that once in Charlotte, North Carolina, doing stand-up. I fell off the goddamn stage 10 minutes into a 30-minute set.
And you want to complain about how your career trajectory isn't as you expected?
Yeah, I can't even handle literal trajectory.
I thought you were so much more drunk than you are. Because that fucking light. You've just been up here squinting the whole time. I'm like,
does it make me look real wasted?
When did they get so drunk?
Yeah. Hey, can we make Dave sweat more than he normally does?
I was doing a weird lean because we were leaving the space open for you, but I realized it was just Dave and I being distant. Normally we sit across from a table face to face for the hour that we record. Just us like blowing belches into each other's noses.
Gross.
It's the most hetero 69 you've ever seen.
I can't. That's not how. Okay.
What?
Huh? We got our own way of doing it.
You telling me I don't know how fucking works? Come on now, Kate. I got a gal. She seems happy. Whatever.
We can turn off that light, though, right?
I mean, I kind of like the silhouette of that guy in the front. I can't see your face.
But
I can tell you have
angel.
A smart haircut. I'm jealous of any
Not
dude
a
with
hair
a smart
out of place.
I eyeball dudes where I know they have plugs or whatever. I might just go for it.
I think you should. Really? Kyle's been toying with the idea of getting a toupee.
Okay, maybe I've been in Los Angeles too long, but
you can tell when it's plugs though.
Yeah,
we're
I know.
We're so close to genetic engineering.
But like, I've turned a corner. Like when you see when you know like. if a woman has like augmented breasts, and I'm just like, well, wait a minute, you get one chance to just go for it in this world.
Oh, damn it. I got excited. Go stand over there again.
The guy clips in the light. We just need one guy to hold a hand up with fingers to diffuse it. This is all going to go great for the audio only podcast.
I like that you said augmented.
Yeah, I was trying to be nice about it.
Not fake.
No.
Augmented, like reality.
No, you're just getting it's aftermarket parts.
Yeah.
And why not get, like, if I could just, like, what if I just want to roll out with some hair?
No harm, no foul.
Like, boom, doing it.
Yeah.
Like, oh, that hair's fake. Fucking yeah.
What are the options? So it's like,
how is that such a stigma? Well, like,
it's not.
Everybody is like,
it's when it
all
looks
about
bad.
RuPaul's Drag Race. But if I were to wear a toupee around, people were like, you see, Kinane, he looks ridiculous.
What style would you go for? Would you go like over the top or?
No, I would like grow the sides out to kind of match it. But okay. Just enough where you're like, that's fake. Like I'd get like the wrong color.
Uh-huh. What are the options? It's like plugs, surgical implants.
When I had hair, I did the dumbest shit to it. Like I had like a rockabilly phase, which I think that was where whatever creator exists was like, you don't deserve hair. Like nobody needs rockabilly ever again.
That's true.
Rockabilly is just cosplay for guys that are kind of racist.
And hate women.
Yeah.
I got into my best fights
in Vegas. Hate women, but love tattoos of women.
I got into my best fights in Vegas with fucking rockabilly dudes.
Why is Vegas so about rockabilly?
They are racist, biggity, and no one is checking in on them.
It's a convention city.
No one's checking in on Vegas.
It is an enclosed. It is the true echo chamber. It's the rockabilly. Like, oh, is there flames painted on it? Then that's cool.
Nope, we're good. I like the 50s. Remember the 50s? I like that.
Remember 50s? Remember when you just had a restaurant all to yourself? You know what I mean by yourself. I mean ourselves.
Yep.
Nobody has a tattoo of that. Look at my drinking fountain.
And my lunch.
We're making fun of other people that are racists. What do you want to talk about? Ghosts and shit?
Ugh.
Goddamn, Dave, this podcast isn't about anything we ever started it to be about.
I know.
But it's where it is.
I will say, every time I see the title of this podcast, in my head, I say bougie.
If I start wearing a hairpiece around, it will become that.
You bougie monster.
Kinane got real into rhinestones.
And high tea. Cucumber sandwiches.
Dave stays himself, but I just go hard. I just go hard into the fucking fancifulist. It's the bougie monster with Kyle and Dave.
I like your vest, dude.
Ooh.
Well, all right. So, well, Caitlin, you may have listened to us. I don't know.
I'm surprised.
The people here pretend that they haven't heard the worst episodes. But we talk about, goblins.
Mostly food. It's like,
yeah, pretty
like
much.
That.
Honestly, I asked you to get like a story ready, but if you just want to talk about food, we can talk about
it. Yeah, speaking of which, where should we eat breakfast tomorrow?
Mondays. Tasty and Sons. That's a solid rec.
You just wasted the rest of the hour with that question. Right.
No, I'm serious. I gotta.
People
we're only in town for one morning.
They have their own butcher.
Oh yeah.
We're learning. Yeah.
They have their own animal husbandry right in the building.
What's the biscuit joint?
Community college.
If you feel like sticking in town for a while, you could watch the cows fuck and then create the meat you'll eat eventually.
Pine Street's okay. Yeah.
Pine State.
Pine State's fine.
We're going to Pine State. We're getting a Reggie.
You know what?
This is nobody fucking cares.
No,
I mean,
seriously.
I'm talking
Genies.
To the listeners.
I'm here
right
to rep Genies. Oh my God, thank you.
Ooh.
I saw.
Hey, thank you very much. I got you drinks.
Wow.
Our friend. What's your name?
Who are you?
Brandon.
Do you
hi,
guys,
Brandon.
Thanks.
I love you very much. You're
do you guys
wonderful
work here? What's going on?
No, I did a thing.
Oh.
I did a thing.
Okay, what are your names so I can say?
That's Brandon. Yeah, we go.
Oh,
with
Brandon.
That.
Thanks, Brandon.
Yeah, you're
Who's
the young
over?
Lady who brought you at Tito's?
I don't know. Someone I love. Hi, I love you.
No, I saw an advertisement the other day. We're in Bellingham, or maybe it was Seattle, that said authentic Northwestern cuisine. But what is that? Like, what is the Northwest known for, culinarily speaking? Nothing?
Well, I'm not afraid that would be
salmon.
Salmon. I would say that would be like a bad breakfast. Salmon.
Why is it going to be bad?
Or like...
Well, what do you do well? That's what I'm asking. It's got to be something. Brunch?
Yeah, Marion Berries and
Thai
salmon.
Food.
We do. We fucking give really good Thai food. There's so many goddamn Thai.
All right, Dave, we'll get Thai food for breakfast.
Okay.
Can we talk about goblins?
Yeah, we can talk about goblins. Also, quick shout out Genies and fuck any of you who think you're better than Genies. Genies fucking delivers. Genies is there for you.
I love Genies. I grant you wishes.
Yeah. Genies is never crowded on a Sunday.
I wish Genies you had to like ask for your breakfast like a wish. I wish I had Eggs Benedict. Your wish is my command. Do they not do that? Did I just come up with the most Portland idea for a business?
A little bit. Yeah. You win. I gathered you all here today. I grew up in Douglas County. Like, the small town stuff is very real. I grew up in a little tiny place.
Right, well, you had like a number with like a direction letter in it, and then the rest of the number. Like 32N473?
323-061, the highway was my address.
Is that a GPS address? That's where I had growing up.
Way out in the middle. We had 25 acres, and my dad and my uncle bought property next to each other, and they both built houses, and it was right up against the cemetery. There was like a historical cemetery in Scottsburg. It still is. It's still there. You can go. It's very scary.
I've never seen a new cemetery. Where a cemetery is like, it's kind of just a field right now, but if somebody wants to jump in on this.
Yeah, the first body in a cemetery.
It's a moneymaker.
What are you going to do with that acreage? Cemetery.
Just the saddest garden you ever did see.
Somebody had to start a cemetery. Somebody had to be like, I mean, I suck at tomatoes.
Well, there...
You want to just put your grandma in here? Because I don't know what I'm doing with all this land.
Very reasonable race.
You know what? You're coming in first. I'll give you a twofer. You get somebody else dies within 6 months, I'll bury him for the price of one.
You got it. We did have... I moved schools, and I went to like a different town. I went to Pleasant Hill, and there was a new cemetery, and it did not go well. Because turns out new cemeteries are on top of old cemeteries.
Oh, yeah. We all learned that from Poulter.
We all know. And so they kept cutting away at this hill, and then fucking bones and shit kept sticking out. And it was the bones of all the first people that suffered the genocide.
This steak's all gristle.
Got a weed eat around that shit every week.
Let's laugh at the deceased.
It was a huge problem.
Species.
Everyone was mad, but not for the right reasons. You know what I mean? They were like, well, all the new people we keep putting on top just keep sinking. What about those old people? New cemeteries are just on top of old cemeteries.
Yeah, you can't do much else with the land.
You can't.
That's golf course.
Yeah.
Like, why every cemetery isn't a golf course?
We know.
And the fact that you can't sleep in a cemetery is hilarious to me.
What do you mean you can't?
It's illegal for
if
homeless.
If you want it enough.
If you want, like, you got like a homeless issue, like, go sleep in a cemetery. Oh,
yeah.
That's illegal. Why? People are sleeping forever in there.
Yeah.
You can have a couple nights.
It's quiet. It's nice. You can all have your own. Like, it's like already partitioned.
Yeah. Yeah.
For like sleepaway camp. You know what I mean? Like.
But see, so you grew up next to this.
Yeah. Our property butted up against the cemetery property. So we could go down through like our little trail over the creek and then into the cemetery. We could like go in the back fence. And on one side, it was all historic. It was like all the graves predate 1900. But here's the thing, they're all in a group. So it's from like very distinctly from like 1850 to 1890. That's when everybody died. there was like a flood, and then white people are bad at things, and then they all died. So there's a whole cemetery just for that. And then on the other side, they were like, well, fuck, we have all this other land. So they just like cleared out all the rest of it. And then there's like new dead people on the other side. But we would go and find like old new arrowheads people. And shit
yeah.
in the old cemetery. And it's creepy.
Inside some of the dead people. So
you just dig down a little bit. You find some pretty good arrowheads in there.
Gotta pull some ribs apart.
They were creepy though. Like the headstones would be all like akimbo. You know what I mean? Like all askew because they like.
Oh, when you see like a straight up thriller cemetery,
that's
like
too
a
much.
Straight up like this.
Yep.
This would look overdone if it was at a Six Flags at Halloween.
Yeah.
Like there's no way headstones tilt this much. Then you go to an old cemetery, you're like, oh shit, this is exactly how it looks.
And like all the words would be rubbed off of some of them, and you're like, oh, demons probably. Satan.
That person crawled out of the grave and said, I'm not dead yet, and
just
erased
wiped
their
it
own
off.
Headstone. Not yet. Mm.
Just gave it a bristle brush on the way out.
Let somebody else take it. I'm
you
moving out.
You saw nothing. like the, my least favorite one was like an old brass bed for a baby. Yeah. Do you hear that? And it was just like a foot and a half by like 3 foot little like bed frame, just all rusted to shit and terror.
What, just on top of the grave?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't fucking know.
Well,
I guess,
we're not having another kid after this one. Shit the bed. I didn't mean that terminology was bad. Why is baby death sadder than old people death? They put a lot more into the world.
You know.
You're losing a much larger piece of history when a senior citizen dies.
You know
but
exactly
but if a baby
why.
Dies, we're all heartbroken. You can just have another baby.
It was like a it was like a 7-year-old's bed. I don't know. Maybe
well, that's
like
almost,
bed.
That's like, that's where somebody might have just bought a regular sized bed. Like, I guess we're going to have this kid for a while.
That's what it feels like. It's like, shit, we don't have the money for a gravestone. Let's just like put that bed out there we spent all that fucking money on.
Can I tell a joke that is like you know how like as a comedian you have jokes, you're like, I think it's funny, it'll work eventually, and then it just fails so much.
Hit it.
You're like, oh no, that's a terrible joke. It was yeah. a joke. I was like, if you have a kid that dies but they have braces, do you have to keep paying for the braces?
That's a good question.
Or do you think the orthodontist is like, you know what? We're going to let this one.
Yeah.
I mean, they're not coming in for you. Do you take the, like, because you want them to have a nice smile for Jesus.
They're not going
to
repo it.
It's like installments.
Yeah, I know, but there's no more installments.
Here's the thing. If you buy a couch from, like, Rent-A-Center and you light that couch on fire, you're still paying for that fucking couch, dude.
Yeah, but, like, the kid's not coming in like we're trying to get that smile perfect anymore. Yeah, exactly. Listen to the silence in the room. And that's where in my head I'm like, oh, let's write an edgy joke. And then you're like, actually, you just sound like a real asshole.
Fucking monster.
Also, and then when that joke would bomb, I'd be like, you know, you can get a casket for a baby or a pet.
Same size.
It's like, yeah.
I listen to your podcast over here.
Did I make that joke already?
Do you want me to pull up the casket website again?
Oh, wait, I did that joke already?
Yeah.
Hey, look, here's one wrapped in American flag.
That's great, Kyle. We're talking
was
about
I bringing it up safe. During the casket wrap episode? Because that was just last week.
Yeah.
I didn't know I brought up all my casket material.
Yeah.
I got pages of casket material. I didn't realize it. I'm sorry for the fans out
that
there.
That whole episode, I'm just sitting across from Kyle, never made eye contact. He was just, oh, here's one with pot leaves on it. Oh, that's cool.
That's good.
The same method you could use to make your Geo Tracker just have Monster Energy drink logos written around it, you could do to your own coffin.
Get in there, team.
And that's fascinating to me.
Do you know what I learned? Because I have a bunch of... My family keeps dying. Anyone else?
That's
not
kind of how they work, unless you're
yeah.
having kids.
Oh, no.
And I'm going to assume that you're not, Caitlin.
It's a safe assumption.
All right, see? Everybody else wants to judge
I know, they
me.
Got bummed. Like, I'm going to adopt. I fuck yeah. you. I don't we're like...
I don't get it.
I don't like...
Oh, shit, are you gay?
A Again, a joke that will not play for the audio of the recipients.
Dave's a bit of a prick.
You tell me she was gay.
Listen, I don't like finished people. I don't want starter kits either. Like, I don't like any of it.
I won this one on eBay.
Do you know what we did find out? This is some, like, deep hick shit. Because we already bought, like, two plots, and then my dad, like, put his foot down, and he was like, we're not buying any more goddamn plots. Y'all are going to get burnt up and cremated. We're not doing any more body burials. Like, that was a thing that we had to talk about. And then we're like, well, where are we going to go, though, still? Because we only have two plots. He goes, you know what? Once you buy those plots, they belong to you. We're just stacking them up. We're just stacking... So that's what the fuck we've been doing.
Oh, yeah, that's like New
Orleans. It's putting dead people
style.
On top of other dead people, but some of them are ashes and some of them are deeper down, and it's fine.
That's New Orleans style. Like,
yep.
You keep piling them.
Yeah, you just put them up. It's a family plot.
Well, because I think because of the heat in New Orleans and the way the atmosphere is, like, they'll disintegrate, so they'll continually just keep dropping
the
burger time style.
Too?
Yeah, they'll burger time down on each other. I mean, that's not the technical term, but you know. Also, let's be honest that the term plots is also Jewish for taking a shit, and that's where we wind up.
That's where it is.
How many plots you got? We'll edit that joke out. That one failed.
It's about one a day. So we got a double wide. Yeah, and we just keep... Also, you don't have to just call somebody. You can just go and put your dead family... ashes in the place that you already own. So last
ashes,
time,
yeah,
the last time we had a family member die, we just like dug her own hole and fucking made our own thing. Like we just DIY.
That is weird when people have. I had a distant aunt who had a nice sprawling estate, and the dead relatives were buried on the property.
Yeah,
that's weird.
This is real close to that, and I hear it, but I still think it's weird to put it in the backyard.
Just Mildred out in the yard.
Yeah.
Seriously, we had like three or four like relatives.
But I think it's weirder to be like, all right, go to this, you know.
At least that's a designated area.
And we have my relatives are in mausoleums, which is just like a marble gymnasium that nobody ever goes to ever again. I object.
Filing cabinet.
I object to just having, like, just burn me up.
Yeah, cremation.
Yeah.
Put me in fun places. You pick them. You know what I mean? Yeah. Go have a blast and air hand dryers, whatever the fuck you want. Put me anywhere. I don't give a shit. Anywhere it seems funny.
Be stuffed and mounted like a deer. That'd be pretty cool. Just put
just
me in
the
your
torso?
Man cave.
Just the head.
Yeah, just up on the
yeah,
wall.
Just as a trophy.
With a shocked look on my face.
We'll just put you eye level at the dining room table. So you just look upset that everybody else is having dinner, but you're not.
Yeah.
Just put a lamp
and then your hands will be holding glasses. A fork and knife just sitting.
Sure.
I made myself laugh when I'm like, when you have those moments, but just by yourself, like, you should be a comedian. I remember when a Big Pun died, and I was watching MTV News in the morning, because, you know, I wanted to be informed.
Getting your day started.
I was watching MTV News in the morning before going to whatever shit job I had, and Big Pun died. Apparently, he was a rapper. He's of a large stature.
Apparently?
Yeah.
Like the verdict's out?
Remember when rappers were big and now they're lil?
Yeah.
Whatever. All right. Just listen. Listen, I've been doing an hour every night, all right? I'm taking it off. I'm going easy and I'm having fun myself. But Kurt Loder, whoever was like, Big Pun died today. He was cremated and his ashes were scattered. I had a mouthful of cereal. I just went everywhere. And I fucking laughed my ass off by myself at my parents' kitchen table. So I'm like, you're the greatest comedian who ever lived, Kyle. Why aren't you sharing this with the world?
Get out there, Tiger.
You need to. This, it's selfish for you to not be doing this with an amplification
for everybody.
System. Did you ever see spooky stuff in the cemetery?
No, and I was pissed. There's like old ass graves there and my own family. If anybody deserved to get haunted, it was fucking me.
You earned it.
And
you
nobody, it. My mom, listen, this is going to get dark for 1 second, but it's going to be okay because I'm fine.
I'm trying to talk about baby caskets here.
Well, my mom died tragically, horrifically in a car accident when I was 6 years old, and then we had to put her body in that graveyard, and she never fucking visited once. Fuck your ghosts. Do you hear me? I've never believed in any fucking ghost story. Fuck you. Because if any kid deserved to get haunted, it was me. And fuck you. Oh, I see an old lady in a hotel. Fuck you, meth. I don't care. It's not real. If there's ghosts, it would have been my mom that came to me. And I don't give a shit about your fucking fake ass child.
Do you ever think
at
maybe it's your bad attitude?
It might be. It might be.
Coming back?
Yeah. It might be that.
Maybe Caitlin can't take a hint.
It might be that. Because it was also my uncle, my grandfather, and my little sister. And I'm like, really?
Jesus Christ.
They all
really?
Died in the same wreck?
No.
Yeah.
Spaced out.
That's like buying $100 worth of $1 scratch-off tickets and not getting anything.
Something's got to hit.
It's starting to sound fixed.
It's a fluke that I didn't get to see a fucking ghost. And there's like the historic one on one side. And they all died horribly. They were like settlers and shit. You know what I mean? Oh, they either died in the flood or by like murder. Like those weren't happy deaths. And we would just go sneak over there and fucking try to see nothing. Nothing.
Settlers is such an undermining name for people who did a lot.
Yeah. Murderers.
Yeah. You traverse so much
colonizers.
Of a land.
Like,
you
were,
I call my married friends settlers.
That's really funny.
Note for the audio audience, I just shimmied because I was proud of that joke.
It's a good joke.
Thank you. You know what? Thank you, really Caitlin. I appreciate it.
I liked it a lot.
I'm having a good time.
I didn't know your entire family died, Caitlin. Sorry to hear that.
Three of us left.
Kyle's like, yeah, she's got some great stories. Let's book her.
She grew up on a farm. There's like 30 of them.
Yeah, that's, no, that's, it was, yeah,
really?
There's three of us left.
You were the only hard betting family on the farm. We're only having two kids.
Three.
It's gotta work.
Yeah, it was a gamble. My dad was a surfer from California, and he moved up with like the hippie movement because all their friends started to die from heroin, and he was like, "Dude, we gotta get clear of that." So he went up to like make a ranch and a farm and a life, and then got real into Jesus and God and Baptist. That's why we got raised Baptist, right? And so he had three kids, and he was like, "All right, now work," and then we're like, "Ah." I hate it. It sucks a lot. Yeah, so there's three of us left.
He must not have been a good surfer.
No, he's
those guys stay
he's still
by the
doing
beach.
It.
From
know.
Where?
He's in Maui now.
Oh well,
he's the old dude on the beach with the longboard, being like, "You want to go catch them together?" Every day
is
he's out
still
there.
Baptist?
Yeah,
does he still
no,
have, like...
he got away from okay. that. He's like, "That was my bad." That was a lot. I'm sorry. I don't know. It seemed like a good idea. Yeah, they lost like a couple friends to like drug addiction, and they were like, "Jesus, we gotta." Oh, Jesus! And then they got into it. It's just a weird time.
Oh my God, yeah, we've been hanging too loose. I don't care. I love all my comedy tonight. I love every joke I've made. I know my posture is like a little bit arrogant. We had stools up here before that would have kept me more attentive, but Dave couldn't work on his laptop that he's not using at all. So we had to switch to chairs. Now I'm getting real slovenly.
Just high on your own supply right now.
I'm feeling good about it.
So yeah, there was never a ghost. Here's the thing. Here's the ghost story. My dad remarried to a crazy lady. It gets weird. She used to go take the camper down to like the edge of the property up against the cemetery part because she wanted to go have a bunch of sex with my dad, and she had two daughters. So then all of a sudden we had five kids in the house, and you can't just be banging in a big fucking house that it's like the shape of a barn. Like there's no secrets in a barn house. Like everyone knows. So they would go take the trailer down and go camp and fuck. And then, like a mystery. Yeah. I was like nine, and I was like, "Y'all fucking?"
Me and your step Diane want to go look at the stars tonight.
Yeah, it's you're fucking. So then there's five kids. Anyway, so this lady that my dad married was pissed because me, my brother, and my little sister, like my dad's kids, were all like, no thank you to like anything that she tried to do or say. We were just like, no, we're good. Like, we just did not believe in this marriage, this relationship. We didn't want anything to do with it. So she came back from the fuck camper one night and she was like,
I had one of those.
Dave, we've all been in a fuck camper.
Yeah. Yeah, I used to live in one of those.
Most of the time it was called your home.
Uh-huh. And she called me, my brother, my little sister into the room together. She was like, I have something very important to tell y'all. I was visited last night by your mom. Oh. And okay, listen, this is just fucked up. So many levels. It's been like 3 years since she died. And we're still like kind of in the Baptist church. So all we've understood about our dead mom is that she's an angel. She's not a ghost. That's some fucking Satan shit. She's an angel. And this fucking baddie lady that my dad married was like, your mom came back to me last night. I saw her. She came to me as a ghost. And me and my little sister were like, fucking what? No. And we started weeping. Because she's supposed to be an angel, right? This is all the bullshit that we've been fed. And she's like, oh, my bad. I'm an angel.
You went...
Bullshit. You lying liar ass fucking liar made of lies is what you are. You sit on a throne and your crown is lies.
I hope you went crazier than what she thought she was going to win you over. But then you just lost your mind. She's like, whoop. Wrong move.
Yeah. We did literally tear out into the woods right after this. Because that was our safe spot. We were like, fuck you, I'm out! And just ripped off our clothes and went tearing into the woods. We also had wolves, so we were fine. We were, like, protected.
Wolves.
But she... Yeah, we
Wait,
had,
what?
So when my mom died, my dad was like, fuck...
You'll get to plow through a state. Like, also, we had wolves.
We had two batches of wolves. We had the wolves that we grew up
batches?
With.
Batches? That's the term?
Litters?
That's not the term. That's not the term for... I think it's a pack of wolves.
Sorry, Dave.
We had two batches. Batches are for, like, berries. Like, we had a spring batch and an autumn batch. Wolves are just predators of the hillside.
Well, we... They're sweet if you treat... Like, if you raise them right.
Dave, say it again. Say it again.
Nope.
Wolves.
We had wolves that we grew up with.
You didn't have wolves. Wolves were just around.
Fuck you.
Nobody has
Kat,
wolves.
You know I love you, but fuck you.
Who has wolves?
Them ain't your wolves.
So we had red wolves. There was Cody, and then she had a litter, and we got to keep one, and we named him Big Bird because my brother was in charge of naming.
Did you sell the rest of them at Walmart
wolves.
In the parking lot?
Fuck you.
Free wolves.
That's how we got the second batch.
Trade you for a $50 gift card.
Mangy dog discount. So we grew up with two, like, kind of inside the house wolves, and there's pictures of me learning how to walk, grabbing the wolves back and like pulling myself up, that they were in the house. They were red wolves that we had. And then my mom died. My dad was like, y'all need a hobby.
Here's more wolves.
Yep. Yes. He saw an ad in the newspaper. There was like an accidental litter from like a breeder, some like wild ass couple that bred wolves, like certified, not okay to have wolves. And there was an accidental batch that happened, and then they were on sale, and my dad's like, I see a deal.
I've never seen the show, but isn't this just the plot of Game of Thrones?
Yeah. Do you know how much that pickup line worked for me in San Francisco when I moved there, babe?
Which one? I have wolves?
I had a dire wolf. What's up? So my dad got a wolf from each of us kids, and we raised these wolves, and they were like our little fucking outside buddies. They were our best friends. So we raised up running through the fucking woods with the goddamn wolves. What's so weird about that?
You just grew up with your wolf friends running across the bodies of your family.
Yeah.
You're a warrior.
Yeah, okay. I mean, I wouldn't say it.
Ghosts aren't real.
Yeah.
We only trounce the bodies of our dead ones with our tribe of wolves. Holy shit, I have so much respect for you right now.
Like I had respect. I had like I had regular human to human respect for you, but now I feel like I need to be next to you just because of magic.
I get
with
it.
A K.
I get it. See how quick I'll bite your throat out.
I don't want to. Yeah. I know. I know now. Dave doesn't know. He'll find out. Now I want to be like, oh, so you never saw a ghost? You live with wolves.
Yeah, they scare him off, I think.
Dave wants to fight coyotes, and I thought that was the toughest shit I've heard.
I don't want to fight them. I have to fight them.
What about getting along with wolves?
Yeah. They're sweet.
You guys have a human canine dynamic.
I felt that immediately as soon as I met him.
Yeah, that both of you are like, I'm just on the sidelines now. I'm just leaning against the Volkswagen again. How y'all want to sort out how you feel about wild dogs and your human relationship thereof?
It's a dope way to grow up, if I can recommend it. Get your kids some wolves, see how they turn out. It's fucking dope.
When you left, was there, like, did you have to have a ceremony? Like, what happened? Like, how do you say goodbye to wolves? Going to the city to be a comedian, wolves. Gather around. I want to give you each an eagle feather and tell you what I like best about you. But I've been keeping a notebook full of puns and witticisms. Like, what do you... put the blood of an eagle on their face.
They howled me away.
Yeah. Yeah, how did you leave that situation?
My wolf died. She got hit by a semi on the highway. My brother's
Jesus
wolf
Christ.
Escaped a high-security...
wolf compound?
It's like designed for like fucked up country people who have fucked up dogs that aren't dogs that they're not supposed to have in the country. And they're like, no, it's
You mean
fine.
Wolves?
Yes. Yeah, it's wolves.
But you're not supposed wolves.
To, yeah, yeah.
You're not supposed to half wolves.
Yeah, I hear it when you
I
say
I said
it.
Half with an F because I didn't know if half wolves was so many V's. I've never said that many V's in a sentence before.
So we had to go and move to a new town. And so we put the Troy
wolf. Wolfless.
Wolflet. Well, we were like, maybe we'll bring one. And that seemed like a good idea for a second.
No.
It wasn't. We had to like give Sierra away, and then Troy escaped, and he went back to the wild. Like,
your wolf was named Troy?
Yeah, Troy, Sierra, and Gracie. I named my wolf after my grandmother, who died across the street. She burnt her house down from smoking a cigarette in bed.
Jesus. Like, we like to do scary stories, but not stuff that's just this
I know,
sad.
I hear it too. I'm sorry.
Anyways.
Any family members that lived?
There's three of us.
Okay.
It's me and my dad
and
my
brother. Couple wolves.
Yeah, I'm going to get them back.
A couple wolf hybrid humans mistaken for Sasquatch.
Oh, yeah. So the crazy lady was like, a ghost came and it was your mom. And then me and my little sister were like, fuck you, I'm out. But she was like, no, I'm sorry. I'm just kidding. It wasn't a ghost. It was an angel. It was an angel. And we're like, yep, you're full of shit. Okay, go on. No, we'll hear the rest of this. Mm. And she said that our mom came to her as an angel ghost and told her that everything was going exactly how it was supposed to be going, and that she was doing a great fucking job being a stepmom, and this is what God wanted anyway. Okay, have fun, good night. Have you ever heard of a motivational ghost before?
By the way, you're moving in on my kids? Good one. Way to go. They love you.
I love your work.
Couldn't have done it better myself. New lady, my husband's banging.
Yeah, paranoid schizophrenic, you're doing great.
By the way, great tits. I feel bad, but he's got a good eye. I want to say that to you too.
You go get him, Tiger.
Your dead mom said my cans are fantastic. Also, I wanted to add that in there. We really had a conversation.
Yep. That's exactly how it went.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so we were like, you're full of shit, and then we took off.
Why didn't you stick the wolves on her?
We tried. My dad wouldn't let her be around them.
Sienna.
Yeah, Sierra.
Oh, sorry.
Get it right.
Got your wolf name wrong. I don't even want to walk back to the hotel after this. You can just call them on me.
They respond to howls.
Were they inside wolves?
No. They're wolves, dude.
Oh, don't act like I'm the one in the wrong.
Because I don't know how wolves behave.
There was one summer where Troy figured out how the door handle worked, and we were all like...
See, that's the scariest thing I'll ever hear. We talk about demons and Skinwalker.
No, fuck
wolves
you,
understand
wolves.
Door handles is the worst thing I could hear in my life.
We kept coming home, and there was like scratches on the door handle. And we're like, shit, we need to do something about that.
Yes, you do.
That's
yes,
okay.
You do.
Yeah. And then we were all sitting. It was like hot, hot, hot summer, and we were all sitting in front of the fan, like watching fucking DuckTales or whatever. And Troy just comes like fucking lumbering into the living room. We were like, we gotta go. They can come inside now, and we bailed. We were like, I'll sleep in the barn. Fuck it, I don't.
Yeah,
they
can, even you got scared.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. You can't come to, like, there's like okay playtime. And they're sweet when you, because we bottle fed them from kid time, you know what I mean? From the time I was 7. So they understood that, like, we were theirs. And so they were, like, sweet to us and, like, they're, like real mouthy.
Yeah.
And then, like, if we were annoying to them, they would, like, tackle us and, like, wrestle around all the time. And, like, they're lazy and fun. Like, they're real.
There wasn't a
noisy.
Moment where, like, they were playing but bit you and realized you were tender and, like, we could just eat them.
Just when they were puppies. And that's the thing. If you, when you have a wolf.
What do you feed a wolf?
Whatever the fuck they want.
Kill?
They win that argument.
Like, seriously, what did y'all feed a wolf?
If
you're wrong, it's yourself.
Out.
That's what you feed a wolf.
You think
Iron Chef is intense. No, we put kibble out, and then as soon as they learned how to... Yeah, because we were hunt also, so we had, like, elk carcass and stuff, and they would eat that. But as soon as they learned how
that's
to hunt,
so
they're
cool.
Like, fuck this kibble. We're just going to get our own food. So I did watch a wolf one night wait for the raccoons to come, and he took a mouthful of the kibble and put it out towards, like, the horse fence and dropped it. It was like...
Whoa.
It'll be here any minute. Yep. Dinner coming. Yeah, they're smart as fuck.
We gotta try that.
Anyway.
Right for the Carl's Jr.
Yeah. That's a good idea.
Well.
Also, I never get to see Sasquatch because I think the wolves scared him away. I think Bigfoot is out there, but I never got to see him.
You don't believe in ghosts, but you're going Bigfoot.
Yeah, come on. Duh. I grew up with a bunch of out-of-work loggers, too.
You grew up with a bunch of wolves?
Yeah. And then...
That's how Sasquatch starts.
Yeah.
Is when that relationship goes too far.
You know what? When you're, like, pissed as a kid and you're like, fuck you, I'm going to run away. We did it, but we took a horse and a knapsack and a wolf, and we were like, bye. And then just, like, camp by the
creek.
That
is how you conquer a new land.
Yeah, that is.
Like, if a child showed up on horseback with a wolf, I'd be like, I'm going to listen to this kid. I'm not going to be like, where's your mommy? No, I'm going to be like, you came with truth. You've come with a map and three silver doubloons.
You have
a cryptic message tattooed on your back. You're the child of a god. I would just listen to you.
For whatever, as far as your eye can see, this land is yours.
This is my land. I'd be like, well, here's the keys to my 2-bedroom ranch. I got a Ranger, a Ford Ranger out, and you can have that too. Because God, the Wolf Companion really sold it. The rest of this just kind of looks like a fucking tattoo my cousin's husband would have gotten in '87.
No.
Feral child on a horseback, but a wolf really sold it. If you can get him to howl in front of a cactus in a sunset,
I'll
get you airbrushed on my van. Actually, Dave will get you airbrushed on his van, is how it goes.
I don't know.
Fuck, should we land this thing?
Sure.
Might as well.
Well, that's been... honestly...
What did you want to talk about?
Nothing. As soon as you just came out, I'm like, oh, Caitlin, I have some stories prepared. You know the podcast about like supernatural conspiracies. Like, oh, I got this, and I got a long text message like, oh, my family's dead and buried here. I'm like, that's fine. Don't tell me anything else. We'll get into that. And then you added that you raised wolves as opposed to the opposite.
Well,
you taught the wolves how to be human enough to open door handles. I'm scared more now than anything we've ever talked about on the podcast.
I feel like they raised me. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we should.
That was sappy as shit. Yeah, we should get out of here. Yeah. That's enough of that.
Dave, you want to throw anything in there?
Yeah, Dave, you haven't spoken in 30 minutes.
Just taking it all in.
Dave's just fascinated by the idea that you could have wolves as friends.
Yeah.
Because you know, he needs something to fight the coyotes that also understand the coyotes better than he does.
They need some allies.
You know who fucking hated us? Our neighbors with sheep.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, that's the end of it right there. Caitlin Weyerhaeuser. Thank you so much, Portland.
We're out of here.
We got our stupid t-shirts.
Oh, yeah, we got some Boogie Monster t-shirts.
But only 2X and up.
Yeah.
Fat boy special in the hallway.
Thank you guys so much for coming. This will be on the alley hanging
Thanks
out.
Thanks, guys,
really
so much. Thanks for coming
it.
Out. Cheers.
The Boogie Monster. We'll be right back.